3 days on from the overthrow of the Assad regime and Syria continues to grapple with the new reality. The Prime Minister of the country's transitional government, Mohammed al-Bashir, said it was time for people to enjoy stability and calm. Rebel forces said they'd taken control of the eastern city of Deir al-Zor. It had previously been under the control of Kurdish forces. Bel Tru is the Independent's chief international correspondent. She's been telling me what life is like in Damascus today.
Well, right now I'm in an area called Jobar that was the heartland of some of the fiercest battles in 2011 and is utterly destroyed. It is almost hard to put it into words what I'm looking at right now. It is kilometres of destroyed skeletons of buildings and piles of rubble that people are returning to for the first time. During the last 13 years of Assad's rule, this area has been off limits. And so people are going back to their houses for the first time since they fled in 2011. And the biggest question here is how can they possibly rebuild? The other question, of course, is who is going to rebuild it and who is going to be the administration? At the moment, opposition forces, that's a coalition of different groups led by an Islamist group, have control over some of the areas. But it certainly feels like the future is very uncertain.
Can I ask you about that? What's known about what's happening outside of Damascus and those other areas controlled by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham?
So at the moment, there is, I would call it a fragile calm, but there are many, many questions about what is happening. So, for example, I was talking to a man today whose son had been forcibly conscripted into the regime military. He last heard from his son 10 days ago when his son's commander fled, leaving the soldiers behind. He's had no contact. He doesn't know if he's alive or what the situation is. The other thing in addition to that, in the northeast of the country, there are clashes taking place between Turkish-backed opposition forces and the Kurdish-led forces, the Syrian Democratic Forces. That is incredibly tense right now, and that front line is moving. I was also talking to someone on the border between Syria and Iraq. There are apparently thousands of regime soldiers who fled there and who are at the moment camping on that border. So the answer to your question is it's very, very unclear. At the moment, there's a fragile calm. People are positive and are excited about the future. There is obviously, you know, celebration about the fact that the Assad regime has been overthrown, but there are huge question marks and we will have to see where this goes in the coming weeks.
The Assad family has left Syria, but are there many other senior figures from the regime left behind?
That is another big question. So there are reports that many of them have fled to neighbouring Lebanon, which of course, the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah had shown support for the Assad regime over the last few years and had been fighting alongside its fighters. So there is some reports that some of the senior figures have fled to Lebanon. I understand that Lebanon's investigating that as well. The border situation has been a little bit chaotic. There's also been reports from different cities of some regime figures being captured. Again, the information is scant on the ground. And of course, as you said, Bashar al-Assad himself is believed to be with his wife in Moscow. So at the moment, there's big question marks over where everyone is and what has happened to this, regime that for years has held this country in an iron fist and ruled over every aspect of everyone's lives. So at the moment, the answer to your question is that people don't entirely know.
Tell us about the Israeli airstrikes then. Have they continued?
So there was some heavy airstrikes that took place over the last few days, and also reports of the Israeli forces moving deeper into Syria, although they vehemently denied that. Certainly some of the military institutions across the country, military installations across the country have been hit by Israeli strikes, according to the Israelis. They want to take out the capabilities of any incoming administration to be able to target them. And we have been hearing airstrikes sporadically. That appears to have calmed in the last 12 hours. But the question is, again, will they step up their attacks and what will be the target? At the moment, they've talked about taking out weapons depots and different bases that were used by forces affiliated with the regime. Will that continue? Again, we'll have to see in the coming days.
Beltrou of The Independent talking to me from the Syrian capital, Damascus.